"This is an heirloom of our house," said Eowyn. "It was made by the dwarves and came from the hoard of Skatha the Worm. Eol the Young brought it from the north. He that blows it at need shall set fear in the hearts of his enemies and joy in the hearts of his friends, and they shall hear him and come to him." Then Merry took the horn, for it could not be refused, and he kissed Eowyn's hand, and they embraced him, and so they parted for that time. Now the guests were ready, and they drank the stirrup cup, and with great praise and friendship they departed, and came at length to Helm's Deep, and there they rested 2 days. Then Legolas repaid his promise to Gimli, and went with him to the glittering caves, and when they returned he was silent, and would say only that Gimli alone could find fit words to speak of them. "And never before has a dwarf claimed a victory over an elf in a contest of words," said he. "Now, therefore, let us go to Fangorn and set the score right." From Deeping Combe they rode to Isengard, and saw how the Ents had busied themselves. All the stone circle had been thrown down and removed, and the land within was made into a garden filled with orchards and trees, and a stream ran through it. But in the midst of all there was a lake of clear water, and out of it the Tower of Orthonk rose still, tall and impregnable, and its black rock was mirrored in the pool. For a while the travellers sat where once the old gates of Isengard had stood, and there were now 2 tall trees like sentinels at the beginnings of a green-bordered path that ran towards Orthonk. And they looked in wonder at the work that had been done, but no living thing could they see far or near. But presently they heard a voice calling, "Hum, hum, hum, hum," and there came Treebeard, striding down the path to greet them with Quickbeam at his side.
"Welcome to the Treegarth of Orthonk," he said. "I knew that you were coming, but I was at work up the valley. There is much still to be done. But you have not been idle either. Away in the south and the east, I hear, and all that I hear is good, very good."
Then Treebeard praised all their deeds, of which he seemed to have full knowledge, and at last he stopped and looked long at Gandalf.
"Well, come now," he said. "You have proved the mightiest, and all your labours have gone well. Where now would you be going, and why do you come here?"
"To see how your work goes, my friend," said Gandalf, "and to thank you for your aid in all that has been achieved."
"Hum, well, that is fair enough," said Treebeard. "For to be sure, Ents have played their part. And not only in dealing with that accursed tree-slayer that dwelt here, for there was a great inrush of those Brarum, those evil-eyed, black-handed, bow-legged, flint-hearted, claw-fingered, foul-bellied, bloodthirsty, Morimite Sincaonda, whom, well, since you are hasty folk and their full name is as long as years of torment, those vermin of orcs. And they came over the river and down from the north and all round the woods of Laurelindorinan, which they could not get into, thanks to the great ones who are here."
He bowed to the lord and lady of Lorien.